This is Shepherd Daily. Shepherd Daily. Everyone can have passion. In you is the ability to develop a strong emotion for anything. You can choose to be passionate about the person, an activity, or an idea. It's up to you. But being passionate about something doesn't mean you are on the right track. Just because you are passionate about a thing doesn't mean you are doing the right thing. You know, I've actually met many people who show a great degree of passion in their lives, but they never achieve anything meaningful in the end. You've probably met people like that. We usually call them busybodies or jack of all trades. They can light up an entire city with their energy. When they commit themselves to an activity, whether it is a good one or not, everyone around them must notice. To them, the important thing in everything they do isn't really about the outcome. What matters to such people is, I am up and doing. They worry more about taking action than in the result of their actions. You've probably seen people who fall in love with the wrong persons. They waste their emotions and energy on the wrong person because they want to be in a relationship like everybody else. Such people can display strong emotions in their relationships, not minding the possibility of being in the wrong hands. They will spend all of their valuable time committed to a relationship that would, in the end, not produce any meaningful fruit in their lives. You see, just as a person can be passionate in the wrong relationship, leaders also can channel their feelings in the wrong direction. You can actually be passionate about something that isn't right for you. Leaders can commit themselves to a business or social or political cause that might seem well-intentioned but will in due course ruin their lives and career. And there are passionate individuals who will follow someone without asking questions, or they might expect you to follow them blindly. You see, passion isn't selective. It works for everyone and in every kind of situation. For example, Adolf Hitler and Martin Luther King Jr. were both passionate leaders. But while Hitler used his passion to destroy people, King used his own passion to fight for the rights of oppressed people. While there are people that have used their passion to achieve remarkable things, the world also has many criminals that are passionate about their work. You see, passion is a powerful force, but it is when we correctly direct our passion that it can truly be powerful. So it is important to realize that passion can be used to achieve negative things, and at the same time, it can be used to accomplish positive things. What makes great leaders truly stand out isn't really the ability to use their passion. Rather, it is the appropriate use of their passion. VIPCI leaders don't just have passion, they know how to use it well. Effective leaders don't waste their passion because they use it strategically. Their passion serves as a tool in their hands. In other words, they don't allow their passion to control them. Instead, they control it. Their time and energy are channeled towards the realization of their vision. So they are prudent when it comes to commitment. They don't release their energy on anything that comes their way. They discharge their energy in a tactical way. As a result, their passion becomes an instrument in their hands. Thank you. And that's it on this edition of Shepherd Daily. If you enjoy this podcast, please don't forget to like, share, and subscribe. For more ideas on leadership, you can also grab copies of my books on Amazon. Thanks for listening.